Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Well, back at home, Peter Strzok is before Congress today, and it's not pretty. He's the FBI agent whose anti-Trump text to a female friend during the presidential election brought howls from Trump supporters when the texts were revealed. He was involved in the Bureau's investigations into Hillary Clinton's emails and Russian meddling in the 2016 election. In his opening statement before the House Judiciary and Oversight Committees, Strzok questioned the purpose of the meeting.
I have the utmost respect for Congress's oversight role, but I strongly believe today's hearing is just another victory notch in Putin's belt and another milestone in our enemy's campaign to tear America apart.
Well, NPR political reporter Tim Mak is here. Hi, Tim. Hello, Tim.
Hi.
Hi there. And as you know, things got off to a remarkably unruly start. The Democrats objecting to Oversight Committee Chair Goodlatte's handling of the event. He is responding to Democrat Jerry Nadler.
Are you just going to make up rules as we go along?
The motion is not in order during the time controlled by the gentleman from South Carolina.
I appeal that ruling of the chair.
Mr. Strzok, will you
Chairman,
answer?
I appeal your ruling of the chair that my motion to adjourn is not in order.
The gentleman is not in order.
Tim Mak, a lot of this had to do with parliamentary rules. Explain.
So the hearing kind of erupted in a back and forth between Democrats and Republicans. Democrats seemed really eager to stall and gum up the works. The whole hearing has to do with, look, was there a sense of bias that motivated the original investigation into the Trump campaign and alleged collusion or coordination with Russia? Republicans have said, I think, you know, this poisons the well a little bit. But Democrats don't see it that way.
Well, Peter Strzok himself said he leaves his personal beliefs at the door when he walks into the FBI. His personal text never crossed over into the realm of action, that he wasn't removed from an investigation, which he was by Robert Mueller, because of bias, but to avoid the appearance of bias. But remind us, you know, what he said in the text and how much ire his name has drawn.
Well, in the text, basically, he says various things that are disparaging about the president. He says various things that are disparaging about Trump supporters. And he also says, quote, that he'll stop the president,
that
or then candidate Trump.
We will stop the president, right?
That they'll stop the then candidate Trump from being elected president. Now, was he referring to the FBI? Was he referring to his own work? Or was he referring to American voters in general? He's argued that he was talking about American voters in general. But as for the ire, he's certainly drawn the attention of now President Trump, who has been tweeting like crazy about basically, you know, the whole Strzok controversy. And he's called it, and the bias that is apparent in some of these texts, part of the witch hunt that's out to get him on the Russia issue.
Well, just tell us some of the questions that he's fielding from both Republicans and Democrats. What's you know, the tone?
Yeah, well, Republicans are eager to try to show that he was biased and that this bias may have tainted the origins of the investigation into potential Trump-Russia collusion. On the other hand, Democrats are trying to make the point that as a private individual, as an American citizen, Strzok had every right to have personal, private, political opinions, which he expressed, and that he was able to, like any FBI agent would be able to, or like any American citizen would be able to, leave those opinions at the door when he came to work.
Yeah. Look, you know, on the face of them, the texts were pretty appalling. A friend saying, is Trump going to win? And Strzok responding, we'll stop him. And as you say, he's been saying that he meant the American people, the voters. But could this have an effect on the Russia investigation, this hearing and what we're hearing?
I think this hearing is part of a larger issue, which is when Special Counsel Mueller comes out with his conclusions from his investigation, will it have legitimacy? I think supporters of the president are hoping to undercut some of the legitimacy of the ongoing investigation. When Mueller has things to say, he's been very quiet until now, will Republicans be able to undercut his conclusions?
NPR political reporter Tim Mak. as the hearings continue in Washington. Tim, thank you so much.
Thanks a lot.